It's the life, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that propels us into a belief that God is Father, Son and Holy Spirit. As the earliest Christians tried to make sense of what had happened in Jesus, they became convinced that in Jesus we encounter not just a message about God, but the activity and presence of God himself. Furthermore, that activity and presence is not withdrawn again when the earthly Jesus ascends to the Father. Instead, it remains where believers gather in the name of Jesus to worship and honour the Father. We're held in the presence and activity of God by God's own seal, as Ephesians puts it, the Holy Spirit. At the heart of what is seen in the Incarnation, then, is this relationship of love, trust, and united purpose. The Father entrusts the work of the kingdom to the Son, and the Holy Spirit builds the fruits of the kingdom in the Son's community, the Church. It's not an accident that the result of Jesus' preaching of the kingdom is a new community, since God's own reality is relational. The very terms Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are not proper names or descriptions of functions, but relational terms. The persons of the Trinity are not interchangeable, but nor do they do different things. Quite simply, the Father is the Father of the Son, and the Holy Spirit is the love that makes God three and one. It's only because we know that God is Trinity that we can say that God is love. It would otherwise be possible to surmise that God is loving, or acts lovingly, but to say that God is love is only possible if within the very being of God is the mutuality, reciprocity, and self-giving that characterizes love.